Morning, Boker Tov. Today's Amud is Psachim, and Araisa Psachim, Dav Tez Zayin Amud Aleph. We're continuing in our conversation in this sugya that's called Rav Chanin Sganakana, the topics of Tum Vatara. We're focused very much today, and I'll continue, in the topic of whether mashkim, liquids, beverages, have a din of Tuma Daraisa or Tuma Darabanan, and whether they can convey Tuma on the rice level or on the Darabanan level. That's going to be literally the entire topic of the Amud. We got into it. Yes, let's get our bearings. Let's chaz over how we got into this conversation. We're going to pick it up from the last word of the page of Tesvav Amayis, from the word Titania. We're going to pick it up from there. But how do we get into this? Because again, we're going over this Machlekes, Rav Meir and Abesi. Can one burn Chametz Tameya with Chametz Tahira? Erev Pesach, you got to burn all the Chametz. You have Chametz Truma Tahira and Chametz of Truma Tameya. Rav Meir says, burn it all together. How do we know this from? We had two options that we know it from, either from Yeshua's Mishnah and Trumas, or let's stick to what was relevant for the end of yesterday's daf and for this conversation in today's Amud. That what? The source was Rav Chanina's Kanakhanim. Because Rav Chanina said that Miyamenu, that's the whole sugya started, Miyamenu, we were never concerned with burning Hektish that was Tameh, even if it was a Rishon Tumma, with Hektish that was a Vlad, which we said was means Vlad, Hektish that's a Shlishi, which would intensify the Tumma from Shlishi to Sheni, we didn't mind burning it together. And the Lumdus is, like Ush Alexander said right at the beginning, it's all being burnt anyway. And if we don't care that we're intensifying the Tumma from the Shlishi up to a Sheni, and it can be burnt together, so too, the Kharif is all being destroyed anyway, but Chametz, we don't mind burning together Truma Tameya and Truma Tahira of Chametz together. That was the general idea of a mayor. And the source again was saying, one of the sources was from Rav Chanina's Kanakhanim, the other source for sure, we're not going to that now. Sources from Rav Chanina's Kanakhanim. And he was talking about burning Tamei and Tar. And the question, of course, on Rav Meir's source is, Rav Chanina is talking about two things that are Tamei. One is a Rishon, and one is a Shlishi, but the Bal Tamei. Oveh, you're burning Chametz of Truma Tahira with Chametz Truma Tameya. How could you compare? That was one of the questions. So he said, and Achami, the Mishnah, Rav Chanina is talking about a case where it was only, the Vlad wasn't a Vlad Tamei Deraisa, it was a Vlad Tamei Derabanan. So you attack a burning Hektish as Tamei Deraisa, a Rishon, with Hektish as a Shlishi, and a Rabbinic Shlishi. On a Deraisa level, it was also Tar. So you attack a burning together, Deraisa and Derabanan. So therefore, it would be, on a dry level, the Rabbanan is really tar, so it is comparable to the case of Chametz. Rav Basi still didn't like the comparison, and the Mara ultimately explained what's the Machlokes Rav Basi and Rav Meir. The last explanation we gave was, Rav Yirmi explained on the bottom of Tesvav Beis, just speaking outside, the Machlokes is Gufa, we're talking about meat that became tummy via Mashkin. Right? Meat that became tummy via Mashkin, Rav Basi holds, that's not Tumma Derabanan, that's Tumma Deraisa. And therefore we have no Raya for Chanina Skadakarim's case, because he's talking about two items now, Tamei Deraisa. Yeah, one's a higher level Tumma, one's a low level Tumma, but they're both Tamei Deraisa. In our Sugya of Chametz, one's Tamei, one's Tar. Not a good comparison. Rav Meir holds that no, Tumma's Mashkin, when it gives off Tumma, even Dakdish is only going to be Derabanan Dikatumma. And therefore, Rav Chanina's Kanakhanim's case is Tumma Deraisa with Tumma Derabanan, which means on a Deraisa level, it's not even Tamei, and you still let it burn it together. Therefore, it is a good Raya to burn the Chametz, Tar, and Tamei together. That was the Shakar Tar for yesterday, and the Mar now is going to bring the Machlokes to Tanya. Let's pick it up from Tezayin off the top. This is just a base. It could be, we read this already. The Tanya we learned in a Brisa about Tumas Mashkin, we have as follows. Suffolk Mashkin the Tummy. In a case, top words, Tezayin Mouth. If you have a case of a Suffolk Mashkin to become Tummy or not, Tummy. A Suffolk, whether the Mashkin became Tummy, we say it's Tummy. Latama Achirim, to be Tama others, then we say Tar. For Suffolk in itself is Tummy, we say Tummy. To be Tama others, we say it's Tar, different mare. What's the logic? The logic would be, in itself becoming Tummy is Taka Deraisa, and therefore Suffolk is going to be lechumra. Obviously, talking about shesiyachah because tafik tuma is only tummy shesiyachah, and I'm just talking about shesiyachah. Fine, and making others tummy is only derabanan, and therefore suffik will be derabanan lekulam. Divrei Meir, v'chenei Rabbelezer, Eimik Divrei Rabbelezer agreed to Meir. He said the same thing, that a suffik about itself being tummy, we say tummy. Suffik about being tummy others, we say tar. Rabbi Yehuda, however, argues and says lakol tummy. No, a suffik even lagabe being tummy others, and certainly gab itself would be, we would rule lechumra that it's tummy. So that's the more chumra to kashita, and then we have the more kal to kashita. Rabbi Yasi, who's the one that we need, Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Shimon. In the gabe foods, then we say foods that were touched by these tamei liquids are going to be tamei. When it comes to kalim, legabe kalim that are touched by tamei liquids, we're going to say misafik, they're going to be tar. But the point is that we see that according to Rabbi Yasi, the tumma is deraisa, because we're basically saying that it is metama, even though he says not metama kalim, but it's metama other foods. That means it's deraisa, because mesafik is being metama other foods. Whereas according to Rav Meir, the liquids being metama other things by a suffik is going to be derabanan, is going to be tar. Again, a suffik, whether this liquid is tame, and it then goes and touches something else, according to the mayor, the other in itself will be tummy. But the item that it touches will be tar because mesat is only tumid rabbanon, and therefore darbanon will be kula. According to Rabbi Yaisi, we say, no, the item that it touches, at least if it's food, will be tummy. Obviously, it was the tumma of mashkin is daraisa, and even mitam others daraisa, and therefore in our Mishnah, Rabbi Chinin's case was that the meats were tummy, both the kachim were tummy. Midaraisa, whereas according to Rabbi Meir, the lower level, the vladik was only darbanon, hence Rabbi Meir has raya from Chinin, and Rabbi Yaisi has no raya. That is the connection. The Gemara now is going to focus the rest of this oven on this brace we just quoted about this. We'll call it really three way machlokes. How we treat mashkim. According to our mayor, it's only in itself suffix tame, but being others for sure, tar. According to our BAC, even mitame others, it could be tame if it's talking about food, not a kalim. According to our Buda, even everything, it's going to be mitame. Three different shitas, we're going to spend time now focusing on this idea of Thomas Mashkin in general. But before we go there, just a nice lumdus that we've spoken on in the past, it's got to bring up over here as well. There's a famous Allah Rama brings that if a person sells, Ruvain sells his friend some sort of food item that obviously Bechesed says that it's kosher, and his friend Shimon buys it, pays full price, and then and eats it, and they find it afterwards that it wasn't kosher. So Rama brings Allah as follows: if it was a non-kosher deraisa dika issue, wasn't kosher mid deraisa, then Allah is Ruvain has to pay back Shimon for besides for. You know, begging for forgiveness and trying to help him out with his chatas or with his whatever Chuvi has to do, he's got to pay back the money because he took money for something that was asma derais. He can't take the money. Obviously, it's mekach tayis. He can't take money for that. He's got to pay him back. If the issue is drabanan, Ruvain does not have to pay Shimon back. What's the pshat? Comes along the Siva. Siva explains a very lumdish yisayin. Rav Hershon Shachter uses this in a few places in Shas to teach up different sugyas, different tason. We can easily connect to that sugya as well. I don't want to make it a machlokes for Meir. Basically, I don't make it a machlokes tanaim. This lumdus, but it's definitely worthy of mentioning and connecting. Says the Siva, there's a fundamental difference between an issa deraisa and an issa derabanan. An issa deraisa is an issa chefsa, similar to what we have like by Nadarm and Shavuos. Issa deraisa is issa chefsa. If something is asma deraisa, that means it's inherently asr. Chazer is a shtick chazer. It's inherently asr. When the Rabbanan Kemah makes the asr, they're not creating an isr in the chefs itself. What are they saying? That the din is that I, Mr. Yid, have to treat this like isr. The Rabbanan made a gezer on me that I have to treat this like isr. But not that it's inherently asr. Fundamental difference. In the Raisa, there's a shtick chazer. Shtick basar v'chalav. It's a shtick isr. In itself is inherently asr mitzad itself. It's a shtick isr. It's a mitzias. In itself is asr. By the Chamim, it's not a mitzias that it's asr. The Rabbanan put on us a takana, a gzeira, a gedda, whatever it may be, that we have to treat this item as isr. But it's not inherently asr. Therefore, Rambam is explained beautifully. When Ruvain sells the dove, which is asr mitzaraisa, he sold him. It's a mekach tayis. He sold him something which has no value. And therefore, he has to pay back the money. Whereas when he sold Mr. Rabbanan, the item itself, yes, Mr. Rabbanan was supposed to keep the Rabbanans, and therefore we shouldn't be eating it, but the item inherently is not usr. There's an isr on me to eat this item. Sounds technical, but it's a big difference. It's not that the item itself is a shtick isr, it's usr for me to eat this item. So yes, it's still, we get the mekach tayis, could be concerns. But once the guy, certainly let me go back and say that even stronger. If the guy didn't consume it yet, he could definitely go back and say, mekach tayis, take back your isr d'rabbanan and give me back the money, right? But once he ate it already, so what does he want? He wants to get back his money? You had enough from the food. You ate the food. You used up the item. I is asma d'rabbanan. Okay, fine. But the item itself isn't bechepsa isr, and therefore you won't have to pay back the money. It goes a step further. The Mefarshim discuss if you have to do tshuva. There's a whole shalif, if you have to do tshuva, if a person is over an issa d'rabbanan b'shegiv, is there tshuva? For a d'raisa avata, there's chatas, if it's a chiv karas, chatas is other, right? There's a chiv, avata is a chiv tshuva for an issa d'raisa. Issa d'rabbanan, Achreinim want to say that there could be no din of tshuva. Why? Because let's think for a second. What's issa d'rabbanan? Isser isn't the chefs itself. It's not inherently usser. The isser is not listening to the chamin. Well, if I was a shayig, yeah, maybe I have to do tshuva for being not so learned. I have to become more learned. But you don't have to do tshuva for not listening to the chamin. The isser itself is to not listen. I did not listen. I didn't know. If I would have known, if I would have realized, I would have listened. So you can't do tshuva for something you didn't do wrong. Again, if it's inherently usr, you got to do tshuva. If it's not usr, again, the tshuva you could be doing for the drabbanan is maybe not knowing the halacha, not being more knowledgeable. We should be making sure we're more familiar with the din of drabbanan. But to do tshuva for that specific aveir of being over the drabbanan, it wouldn't pass tshuva because the isr would be not listening to chamim. Either you did it amazing, you didn't listen, or you did not listen, you didn't know about it, and therefore you wouldn't have to do tshuva. So getting back to our sugya, again, when we talk about burning together, now with Ushag is on this point that he said right when we started this whole sugya, since it's destined to be destroyed, you burn everything. So that's the lumdus, that'll be the lumdus of a mayor, of an idea of burning it all together. But the lumdus to make a chiluk between issa d'rabbanan and issa d'raisa is very clear now. Issa d'raisa is pe'etzem no longer edible. It's etzem aser. It's drop on it is. There's a mitzvah me not to eat it, and therefore it's going to have to be destroyed. It's step one, step two. It's certainly a much further step away. It's not that Rabbanans are more lenient. It's much more than that. It's not even inherently, even the Rabbanan is nothing in the chefs itself. It's just a din that I can eat it, which will cause that to burn. The very big difference, we can understand very clearly why the Rabbanans will be much weaker and the Raisas in this vein. Rabbi Chanan makes a similar connection. I don't know if he speaks at the Zosh Keterah, makes a similar connection. When we spoke about yesterday, Pasha Ivsa, when the bread gets spoiled, he said that is comparable to Nisda Raisa. Because an istaraisa is inedible, and bread that got spoiled is inedible. That's mamish inedible. Whereas drabanan, it's not that the food's inedible. The food's edible. I just can't eat it. Same idea, same exact lumbus. Yes. Now the Gemara is gonna again, like we pointed out, address this brisa that we discussed about Thomas Mashkin. So let's go through the Gemara very, very quickly. Goes through discussions in first in Rabbi Lazar. V'sof Rabbi Lazar Mashkin mislo tuma b'olam. Rabbi Lazar seemed to agree to a mayor that the Mashkin, if it's suffic. The mashk itself, we say tamei, it's deraisa. But lagabi b'tama others, that's drabanan. Therefore, we say it's tar. Does Rabbi Elazar agree that mashkani is tam as tuma b'chlal? V'atayin Rabbi Elazar imer ain't tuma l'mashk kolikir. Rabbi Elazar says tuma does not apply to mashkan b'chlal. Midiraisa at least. Teda shrehei du beis ben yezer is straight. This is going to be key for the rest of the Amid. This testimony of Rabbi beis ben yezer is straight. Al ayel kamtza, it's a different type of grasshopper. Dachan that it's tar. That's one. Testimony, this Al Kam said that it was tar. And number two, you know, the Ashkenaz, no, you don't find anyone that eats grasshoppers. In the Sephardic communities, there's still those that eat grasshoppers. Val Mashkin based mitpachaya, here's the key that we need. That the liquids, the beverages of the base mitzvah means was like the chamber where they used to shecht the animals, the area they shecht the animals in the base of Mikdash, the butchering place in the base of Mikdash, not just shecht. They would butcher up, cut up the animals in the base of Mikdash. The liquids of that place, that dachan, that they're tar, that they're not subject to tumma. Now, if the din is that mashka is a din tumma to raisa, how would you say that Bishlam, if you say the tumma's mashka is drabbanan, you'd say very simple. Drabbanan said there's in the tumma's mashka, they didn't apply it for obvious reasons in the base of Mikdash, they don't want to have this tumma drabbanan. But if you hold that it's in tumma to raisa, you can't. But what's the idea? That wouldn't be in base with Bechaya. Must be there. Blows holes. There's no tumma either race at all on these mashkin. Says Gemara. Now, this question that we're asking Rabbi Lazar is only shver. It depends who you go. Like how to interpret the din of Rabbi Yisi, the edus of Rabbi Yisi ben Yezer. The Gemara explains. Honey, the Shmuel damar dachem latama tumas achirim avatos tumas asman yeshlam. Shmuel learned that when Yisi ben Yezer had a testimony about the mashkin of the butchering place, that their tar, it just meant it's tar from conveying tumma to others, but in itself is takatame, then it's all good. Shaper, then it's not shver. Rabbi Lazar is beautiful. Rabbi Lazar could agree that avada in itself, mashkin has tumma on a deraisa level. It is tumma in the base mitbchayim as well. Itself is tumma. It just doesn't convey tumma to others. And that's exactly what Denny said with her mayor that when you have a suffix, you go to chumra. But in itself, you go to chumra because it's tumma because it has tumma deraisa. The gabi others, you go to kula. Everything is beautiful. If you go like Shmuel's interpretation of Yisrael ben Yezer, everything's fine. El Rav learns and Yisrael ben Yezer. His testimony. Rav learns, Damar Dachim Mamish, that's Flitar. It's not Tami B'chal, not just Legabi B'mitam others. It itself does not become Tami. The liquids itself are not Tami B'chal. And Rabbi Lazar is saying all this testimony from Yais Ben Yezer, which according to Rav is being interpreted that there's no Tumas Mashkin B'chal, Michael Amemar. How are we understanding Rabbi Lazar in the prior Bryce, we quoted on top of the Amen, that he gives to a mayor that a suffix of Mashka is going to be Tami itself. Why? L'chayr it's a suffix to Rabbanan. Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says Achada. You're right. When Rabbi Lazar says V'chein, when the Gemara says V'chein Amma, the Brayis at the top of the Amma, V'chein Rabbi Lazar Eimer Kedvarav. Second line of the page. It means Legabe one of the dinim. Which din? Legabe the din that it doesn't give tumma to others. That Rabbi Lazar agrees to. But our mayor said in itself, Masafik, we say is tame. Rabbi Lazar would disagree with that. But that he would disagree. He would say even in itself is going to be Masafik Tar. A little misleading that Rabbi Lazar would say V'chein Amma Rabbi Lazar. I don't know what the right way address. V'chein Rabbi Lazar on Rabbi Meir's statement. He agrees to half of the statement, not to it's two separate statements. He agrees to the second, not to the first. Ask Gemara. First of all, 2 points. Ha kedvarav kamar. He says it said that Rabbi Lazar says kedvarav like Rabbi Meir's words. Dinafishi. It's plural. Kedvarav. It didn't say kedvarai. Kedvarav. If it's adrab, if you want to say only these to one of the statements, not two, you should have been medayik kedvarai, not kedvarav plural. Number one. Number two. V'ayid v'chein ketani. It says v'chein. V'chein is pretty clear that he's agreeing to Rabbi Lazar across the board, to Rabbi Meir across the board. The Gemara says kashas takashver. We have a shrekart. We have a member from Rabbi Lazar where he seems to be agreeing to Rabbi Meir that at least the gavi, the mashka itself, the din of tumas deraisa. Only the Gabbai B'tam others Rabbanan. And then we have a statement from Yais Ben Yezer that Rabbi Lazar concurs, seems to concur with, that he quotes, that Tumas Mashkin, even in and of itself, is only Rabbanan, certainly for others, but even for itself, Rabbanan. So we seem to have a stira in Rabbi Lazar. We leave it shver. Gufa. Now, once we quote this machlokes, we're going to quote machlokes further. Interesting point to point out on this daf of this Tumas Mashka daf. A very, 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 very obvious question. We're saying that on the assumption that Tumas Mashka is drabanan, and therefore, but basement bechaya in the base of midrash, drabanan weren't grazer because we don't have tumah running around there. Then the whole Chanukah should fall apart. What was the whole Nes Chanukah? It's a bomb kasha from the version. What was the Nes Chanukah? The Nes Chanukah was that, right, they found the Pach Shemen that was tar. It lasted 8 days. All the other shemens were tummy because the guy touched it. What do you mean he was tar because the guy touched it? It's liquid in the base of Middash. If you hold, again, if, this Machlaikas, Omid is discussing this, Machlaikas, it's going to continue, these few blood are discussing whether Mashkin has tumma. But if you hold, Mashkin does not have tumma, so on the right level, there's no tumma. On a Drabbana level, there's Tumah. And we're saying even if the Drabbana level is Tumah, we said basement of Chayah could be different. So why on earth would there be an issue of the oils becoming Tumah? Bam Kash, the Achrayim has the Kasha. And the answer? Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Mashka itself. We have it said the Mashka itself doesn't become Tumah. You already step away. You're talking about the Mashka becoming Tumah others. We're talking about the Mashka itself becoming Tumah. There's a Tzad, according to what we just explained here of Elazar. Right, according to Elazar, according to Yisrael Yezer, according to Rav. According to Rav in Reyes Ben Yezer, which is what Rabbi Elazar is quoting, Mashka itself does not have Tumah Deraisa. On a base Bechaya, we wouldn't even apply Tumah Derabanan. So according to that side, why on earth do we have a Nes Chanukah? So the Achrayim answer, very interesting, this is very relevant actually, because that for the prepackaged Menorahs, see one in a second, that it's only called a Mashka as long as it's loose, as long as it's liquid. We know oil has a tendency to gel up, especially oil that you leave for a while. Oil can gel up, oil in your fridge, fat in your fridge, it gels up, it becomes whole shell and Shabbos when you warm it up. Is it a problem of changing it from a solid to liquid? That can be a problem, right? So it has a tendency to gel up. If it gels up, as a lach of a status, if it's of a solid, as a lach of a solid. And therefore, it can become tummy al solid. The oil may be sat in those, even the pure olive oil, sat in those containers and they gelled up, and therefore it was an issue. And that's why I say it's very relevant for our we have the prepackaged. Not only is that prepackaged, some people are very against prepackaged because it takes away some of this lavas and the effort for the mitzvah. Other people are saying, avada, no big deal, 100%, use the tefillah. Certainly when you're traveling, people like to use these prepackaged, and especially, not just prepackaged, the gel ones, because when the prepackaged are gel, less of a concern of them spilling. Is there any b'dievet in using the gel ones? Clearly it's not much of a b'dievet because all the wonderful stores sell them, and the organizations have them. Seemingly, is obviously kosher, and that's not what the price can bring. Now, even if you hold, it's better for it to be not kosher. The second you light it, right, it all starts to melt. It all becomes dissolved anyway. It starts to melt. But either way, from our Gemara, for Shikaraya, our Gemara, the way that Chorim is answering that the oil in the base of Midrash was gelled, and that's how it was able to come tummy. According to Yisrael Yezer, that's all Nes Chanukah. Obviously, gel would not be a problem. According to that, a nice Gishmak Asushto to our Gemara. Okay, Kufa. Rav Amar Dachim Amish. Rav says Dachim Amish, it means totally pure. These liquids cannot become tummy bechlal on the dryest level. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, it's pure from making other things tummy, but it does have tummy for itself. Rav says it's totally tummy, totally pure, totally tar. Yes, it means that the liquids cannot become tummy itself at all. He owes the entire din of tummy. Again, we're talking about over there about the Rav Yisrael was talking about the tummy's basement about the mashkin basement b'chai, the liquids of the base of Mikdash. And Rav is saying it's totally tar in Yisrael Ben Yezer. Why? Because he holds b'chlal tumas mashkin rabbanon, the entirety of tumas mashkin is rabbinic. He goes rabbanon mashkin alma mashkin basement b'chai. Like goes for obvious reasons, rabbanon, the whole din of tumas mashkin is rabbanon. They weren't grazer in basement b'chai. Shmuel says dochei milatame tumas achir. No, it's pure from making other things tame. But Alpha Tumas Aspen Shlam, Tumas Aspen has, why? Because Sover Tumas Mashkin Atzman Deraisa. Shmuel holds in Yisben Yezer that Tumas Atzman, the Tumah of liquid itself, is Deraisa. However, L'tama Cherim Drabbanan, the ability for Tumatama other items is only Drabbanan. Again, same logic. Chigaz Rabbanan, B'mashkin, Da'alma, Mashkin, Basement B'chaya, L'gazer. But Drabbanan will only Gezer that Tumatama others outside the Basement Midrash, within the Basement B'chaya, they weren't Gezer. V'chile gozer rabbanon l'tumas achirim, and when would the rabbanon gozer the gabi tumas achirim? Alf tazvash eishmem. The rabbanon can only not enact the gzeira the gabi mitam others, but the gabi itself, which is funny, lashon gemara, we just established that's deraisa. The gabi mitam itself, that's deraisa, and therefore the rabbanon can't take over that tumah. Obviously, that tumah remains in force. It itself can come tumah. It just won't be mitam others. Amalei rabbanon bar chinan levrei. Ki also the kamei tefrapa. When you go up to the yeshiva by rabbanon, Ramele asks the following stira. Mir meshmul dachim mitam achirim tumas achirim. The shmul say that the tar only legabe be mitame others avotumas asheshmem. Shmuel saying that the liquids are tar from be mitame others, but tumas atzmem they have. They have Tumas Atzman, they have their own Tumah, they're not Matame, they just are Matame others. This Mashkin asks Rav Chinna. Rav Chinna says to his son, ask for Papa the following question. Karikan, the Pasuk says about Basar, Ashi Gibachal Tami Leyechal. The Basar over this Pasuk is talking about Kachim, the Basar of Kachim that touches any Tami Shnap eaten. Now, once you're telling me, according to Shmuel, that the Tumas Mashkin, Mishlam, according to Rav, the Mashkin itself is not even Tami either in the basement Bechai. It's not Tami, the Mashkin itself. But according to Shmuel, the Mashkin itself is Tami. The Pasuk says, if it touches, the meat of Kachim, which touch any Tami, Leyechal. So Lechaira, it should be a problem anyway. This should make it a problem that by touching the mashkin, it should be a problem, it should be considered tummy. Yet Shmuel is saying that it's tummy itself, but it's not tummy others. How could you split that? What do you mean? We find such a concept. What's the lach by Revi B'Kaydish? Revi B'Kaydish, we know, we spoke out in the past multiple times already, that the way it works, the levels of Tumah, entire R, just on a basic level, you have, of course, the Avatumah, the Rishon Tumah, the Vada Tumah. The Rishon can make a Sheni, even by Chulin, even by Meiser Sheni, right? Even by Meiser, I should say. Shlishi, by Chumi Kev Shlishi and by Kachim, and the only thing that gets to Revi is Kachim. But past that, it won't convey Tumah further. So Revi B'Kaydish, what is it? It's Tameh, but it doesn't convey further. So too, this Mashkin, say it's Tameh, but it won't convey the Tumah to others. So what's your issue? Says the Mashkin of Ashi, Revi B'Kaydish, Leikri Tameh, how could you compare? Don't be mirah for Revi B'Kaydish. Revi B'Kaydish, what's the word we always use? Pasul. Shlishi by Chuma, and Revi B'Kaydish is called Pasul. That's the whole point of the Mishnah. That was the Haisif Rav Akiva in our Mishnah, that you burn together Chuma that's a Shlishi with Chuma that's a Rishon, even though you're burning not just Tumah with Tumah, you're burning a Pasul with a Tumah, because Pasul is the level lower. Says the Gemara, Revi B'Kaydish Le Ikri Tameh, Hai Ikri Tameh, Kasha. Over here, you're saying it's Mamash Tameh. If it's Tameh, if the Mashkin of the base of Mechayim is Tameh, then based on the Pasuk, it should be able to convey Tumah further. I review B'Kaydish, that's not a Raya, because that's not Tameh, that is only Pasuk. Kasha Taka Shver. The Shver had to resolve that Pasuk with Shmuel. Let's see more Gemara. Tashema. Chol Mashka Shishas B'Chol Kli Tameh, says the Pasuk, any Mashka that could be drunk in any Kli, that will be Tameh. So it says very clear on that Pasuk, seemingly, about Mashke becoming tummy. And says the Gemara, let me actually go through the whole pasuk, because you'll appreciate more the Gemara's deflection right away. The pasuk says, Mikol ha'eichel asher yachol, from any food that is eaten, asher yavel of mayim, that came in contact with water. That is, of course, the din, which we're about to touch on the Gemara now, the din of hechsher tumah. In order for food to become around the kapal tumah, it needs to become in contact, ki yuta needs to come in contact with water. That says din over here, kol eichel asher yachol asher yavel of mayim, that came in contact with water, yitma, it should become tameh. V'chol mashka yishei shasa, v'chol kli yitma, and any mashka that could be drunk in a kli also will be tameh. So we're focused now. The Gemara is asking for the second part, the last part of the pasuk. Chol mashka yishei shasa, v'chol kli yitma. Sounds like the mashka could become tameh. Answers the Gemara: my yitma. What does yitma mean? Hichsher. Yitma there doesn't mean the mashka become tameh. Hichsher just means that the mashkin on the food, it makes the food susceptible for tumah. It's machshirit. The mashka is machshir the food for tumah. Ask the Gemara. That's the first line of the pasuk we just quoted. Hichsher mereish the kosh shaman la mikol yichsher yachol. It says very clear. The front of the Gemara, those are the words we need. Ashiyavlov of Mayim, Ray speaks about that. Answers the Gemara, it depends on the type of water. Chabat Lushin v'chamechabarim. There's different types of water. There's water that's considered attached to the ground. Water obviously not attached to the ground, it just means encompassing the ground. It could be even a pool of rainwater, but a body of water, natural body of water, or a pool of rainwater, if it's in the ground, that's called mechabarim. If it's separate from the ground, it's called Lushin. What's Rechen, and I need the pasuk to tell me about both types of waters that they're machshir the food of the it explains the Gemara. Yes, if you tell me that tushin is machshir, I'll say mizrim nachshvinu. By being tailish the water, when you separate the water from its place, from the pool, from the place where it is, that gives it a chashivas. Maybe that's why it's machshir. Av lechabar, maybe the water that's mechubar to the ground still is not chashiv, therefore em aloy is not machshir. And the flip side, vitan mechabar, if you tell me the mechabarim is machshir, mishum the kaim b'tuchay chashivi. The fact that it's in its place, it's in its makam, it's in its pool, it's in its body of water, the lake, the ocean, wherever it is, that itself gives chashivas, and that's why it's machshir. Av tushin, stam water that's attached from its place, from its source, em aloy, maybe it's not machshir. Tzrichi, therefore I need a pasuk. The Gemara is essentially deflecting and saying none of the words that pasuk is referring to the mashkin becoming tameh. They're both referring to the mashkin making something else much like tameh. One is more explicit, one is more. I don't say a drain, one is more the way of attaching it, but both are coming to say about mashka being metameh, being machshir, other things become tameh. And the reason why I need to psukim is one is for a mechuber mashka and one is for a talish mashka, a pozo, a pick up a tashma, and mitzvah tomorrow.